5 minutes past the hour of seven. A very good morning. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem, 101.9 Chai FM. Bianca Buerta's Treasury Partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions, joining us on the line for this morning's Forex Report. Bianca, good morning. U.S. cuts rates last night. What did that mean for the rand?
Good morning, Howard. Yes, the U.S. actually proceeded to cut by 25 basis points as largely anticipated by the market. However, during that, the rand didn't actually show any response to the cut. Instead, it focused its attention to the address by Jerome Powell, who is the president of the Fed, mm-hmm. or the chairman of the Fed. And that address was actually a lot less dovish than what was initially anticipated. So he kind of walked back the dovish stance, saying that they will continue to observe economic growth in the U.S. and they will continue to support positive economic growth in the U.S., but not really coming forth and saying that we will aggressively cut rates as we deem necessary to drive growth forward, as we saw with his previous address. And that actually had a substantially weakening effect on the rand and drove the rand through that 1450 resistance that we saw over the past couple of days. And that cut actually, in effect, then caused the rand to weaken instead of strengthen in line with what economic theory would normally suggest.
Mm. Fascinating. Also, the trade war is coming back into the spotlight, isn't it?
Yes, so Donald Trump's term is coming to an end, and in all likelihood, he is due to win the second term. So he's actually issued a very harsh warning to China, saying if they don't conclude a trade war now, if they are basically waiting his term out, when he comes into presidency again in the next term, he will fight them a lot harder than what he fought them this time around. So really issuing that threat to China. We haven't seen any progress being made with regard to this trade agreement. And we're now seeing a different side of Trump, where he is saying, but it's China stalling this agreement, where there was a lot of fears in the market that Donald Trump is actually using this as a pawn for his next election campaign.
Yeah, it is likely, of course, that he is going to win the next term. But it'll be interesting to see what happens in this regard. What information are we waiting for today?
We are waiting for a bit of data locally. We turn our attention to PMI as well as vehicle sales. And then the U.S. is due to release their weekly jobless claims later this afternoon. Markets are going to continue to be pricing in this event from last night with regards to the Fed. But we can expect the data to start playing a role now and markets to shift their expectations back to fundamental elements, with these big data events being out of the way. Mm. The rand is starting off quite a bit softer than yesterday. It is opening at 14.36 a dollar, 15.86 a euro, 17.42 a pound, and 4.08 a shekel.
That's Bianca Buerta. She is Treasury Partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions, coming to you every morning at this time. Time is 7.08. A very good morning.